Casey, are you packing for this weekend senior trip? We'll give you some last minute tips from our expert advisor.
Plus, we'll show you a history-making win by the boys basketball team.
These stories and more, plus your 7-day forecast, it all starts now on the Kern OC.
From OCTV.
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello, and welcome to the Current OC. I am Madison Bayham.
And I'm Braden Rementer. Can you believe we are now into March? We have a lot to be pumped about. That brutal winter appears to be over. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. There is March Madness and the senior trip. So, Madison, what are you looking forward to the most?
I'm looking forward to spring break.
Anyway, to start off the show, we have our always fun-filled senior trip to Disney. Our seniors have been fundraising and preparing since as early as their sophomore year for this event. And now it's finally here. OCHS's own Miss Jags has got the best tips you need to make this the best trip ever.
Hi, Ms. Jags. What are your top five tips for this year's senior trip?
First tip, first and foremost, make sure you pack those comfy shoes. The fashion sneakers are not it for this trip. Second, make sure that you pack your Disney ears. Have fun and make it a whole outfit. Coordinate, please. Third tip, you have to warm up those vocal cords. There's a lot of screaming, a lot of having fun, so you need to make sure that we don't come back with any damage, okay? Be prepared. Fourth tip, have a plan. What is your next lightning lane? Where is the next express pass? Where are you eating? Where are you going next? I know where I'm going. And then last tip, definitely, is to YOLO! This is the coolest trip that you get to have with your friends out of school, and it's gonna be one that you remember for the rest of your life. This is Ms. Jags for Ocean City Disney Channel.
Up next, I think I heard something about a free breakfast and Christian Hornig Finneran.
Oh, that's right. Right now, we have the National Honor Society president to tell us about the Stock the Shelves food drive. Hopefully everyone brought in some peanut butter and jelly. Let's toss it over to the Kern OC's Christian Hornig Finneran with the story.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like breakfast? Because I know I do. The National Honor Society is holding a food drive. It's called Stock the Shelves. You want to figure out how you can get that nice, delicious breakfast? Let's talk to Mrs. Georges to find out.
Okay, so this is National Honor Society is going to be hosting a Stock the Shelves. We are going to be competing against Mainland and Atlantic City for the most items school-wide to bring for our local pantries. Mainland beat us 2 years ago. Atlantic City beat us last year. This is our chance to shine. So please contribute to our local pantry and help out Ocean City residents.
The homeroom that donates the most amount of goods will earn a free breakfast for the class. Very good.
It's a shame they don't give them gold medals, you know, like the Olympics. Which reminds me, did your homeroom win the recent homeroom contest?
That's a negative. Mikowski had to have Sweden. It was a decent pick, but Norway was clearly the way to go. Take a listen.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Braden Rementer, and today we are going to be recapping the 2026 Homeroom Olympics tournament. And we are going to be asking the winning homeroom teams about why they chose their country.
Mr. Earl, congratulations on winning the 2026 Homeroom Olympics. Why did you choose your country, Norway?
Well, I went on PezzesPicks.com and I looked up who's going to win the most gold medals in the Olympics. And shout out Pez's Picks, had Norway, so that's who I picked.
Well, we talked it over as a homeroom, and all the students sort of decided that Norway had the best record and the best stats and the best chance to win, so that's what we went with.
Pick Norway, because I asked ChatGPT, I said, who's going to win the Winter Olympics, and that was the top option, so I had to go with them, had to trust my source, ChatGPT. Trust the ChatGPT, it's always good.
I'm going to pick Uganda. But apparently Uganda isn't in the Winter Olympics because it's in Africa. So we chose Norway because they have good mountains and skiing jumps and stuff.
Great job by Mrs. Cook for raising our Olympic spirit, but thankfully, winter is coming to an end. Spring sports are starting this week, and the highlight of the winter has been the success of the boys' basketball team.
That's right. And of course, I missed it on Saturday. Schoolwork, am I right? Anyway, Cody Schwime has the highlights, if you're like me. Cody?
What a run it's been for Coach Bruno and the boys' basketball team. Back-to-back South Jersey championships for the first time in school history. And tonight, they hope for another big win as they battle West Hampton Tech in the state semifinals. The game tips off at 5 p.m. at Central Regional High School. Let's take you back to Saturday night for the South Jersey Group 3 Championship. A sellout crowd in the gym as the Red Raiders face Delsey. OC overcomes a slow start in the first quarter. Luke Jumacaris with a spinning layup from underneath the basket. Thanks to the leadership of senior guard Dean Lappin, the Red Raiders find their rhythm in the second quarter. OC builds a 7-point lead going into halftime. The Raiders start pulling away in the third quarter with contributions up and down the lineup, Alec Bell, Ty Olick, and Josh Lanko. Seniors, Luke Jumacaris finishes with 16 points, Dean Lappin with 14. OC dominates Delsey by winning by 18 points. The final score was 51-33 as the Raider Nation storms the court in celebration. OC goes back-to-back on their home court. With our post-game interviews, here's current OC's Ryan Slavin.
I'm here with boys basketball player Luke Jumacaris. Luke, how you doing? I just watched live, actually. You guys went in South Jerseys. How's it feel, dude? How you feeling?
Feels great. All props to my teammates. You know, we all did a great job tonight. We know what we had to do. It's nice to come back here and do it twice. You know, we love this game. I love my teammates. I love this team. And that's really it.
Coach Bruno, I just want to ask you straightforward. How does it feel winning South Jersey tonight?
I'm extremely happy for the kids. They deserve every bit of credit. Dean Lappin and Ty Olick and Luke, Jumacaris and Josh Lenko, Chris Ponteri, Alec Bell, you know, guys on the team itself, that it was really a total team win. That you see the guys that maybe didn't get in games as much as they would like celebrate with the guys who did win. So tonight was a really good team effort, and I couldn't be happy for the kids paying off their hard work.
And what a scene it has been after the games. The boys signing autographs for the young fans. They are inspiring our future Red Raiders. Let's hope they keep it rolling and march into the state championship game. The winner from tonight will advance to the state title game on Sunday at 2 p.m. at Rutgers. Keep your fingers crossed. Now, let's check weather. Let's send it over to our fearless forecaster, Christian Kornick-Finneran.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. So as you can see out there, all the snow has finally cleared up, and we don't have anything going on out there. It's starting to climb up, it's 48 degrees. Now that we're finally in March, the winter is starting to come to a close. And now moving on to our regional temperatures, as you can see, everything is really high. Atlantic City, 65, Cape May, 65 as well. Baltimore climbing up to 68, and our water temperature is still down at 39. But that's gonna take a while to climb up. Looking at our next high tide, we have a next high tide at 2:32 p.m. and a next low tide at 8:46 a.m. And lastly, but certainly not least, our 7-day forecast. So keep this in mind as we're progressing throughout the week. Things are still gonna be a little bit low in the high 40s and low 50s. On Thursday, we're gonna be getting up to 59. And that seems like it's gonna be our high of the week with a low at 36 on Tuesday. But that's gonna do us for our 7-day forecast. As you can see, things are starting to look a little bright in Duloc. So that's great, isn't it, Braden?
Great.
Well, that will do it for us on this edition of the Current OC. Enjoy that nice long weekend, and we'll see you back here next week.
Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting OCNJTV.com.
We're also on social media at OCNJTV, so be sure to like our page and follow us there too.
Thanks for watching. We leave you now with sights and sounds from the halftime show of Raider Nation.